All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, a good morning to all, and we've got a strong show this morning. Got a great show coming up shortly here. As we're trying to connect with Mark Simrott, someone you won't want to miss listening to. He's due to be on shortly. He's the author of Squeezing Silver: Peru's Trial Against Nelson Bunker Hunt. And he was an attorney in that trial, lead attorney. So extensive experience, and we'll hold off talking about that a little bit until he comes on. He could be on at any time here. And then later on in the show, as we do the third Wednesday of every month, joining us will be Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, and he will be here to talk about international investing. So stick around as we open up today's show, and the news, of course, coming out of Washington and overseas reports is that Kim Jong-un may be backing down on the deal. Now he was talking about unilateral nuclear disarmament, and he all of a sudden it seemed to become more like bilateral disarmament. There may have been a faux pas here by John Bolton. I'm not sure. He was talking about some kind of nuclear disarmament, and then Libya was brought into it. An example somewhat like Libya. And those aren't the kind of examples you give, at least publicly, in terms of doing it. You know, obviously the catastrophic result with the Benghazi incident and the fact that there was a despicable leader around the world who turned in all his nuclear weapons. And look what happened over that. We know about that story. And I hope that doesn't deter the talks. A lot of experts are thinking, well, this is just more dialogue, more propaganda on the part of Kim Jong-un, perhaps to attract attention to his country's population and have them think, well, our leader is tough. He's not really giving in or throwing the towel in. He offered an international inspection of so, inviting the media in to witness the disarmament of his nuclear weapon arsenal. So who knows? I mean, how do you read the mind of someone like Kim Jong-un, who I think a lot of us have underestimated in terms of his intellectual capabilities? Pompeo, who went over there and engaged in discussions with him for 2.5 hours, former Governor Richardson of Arizona, was over there. He knows the Koreans. And, of course, Dennis Rodman knows the North Korean personally. And it's a misconception here to underestimate. You know, you can be, just for purposes of dramatization here, you could be insane and still competent enough to run the country. Now, I think there are a group of people in this country who think Trump is just that. But he is running it and running it effectively. Now, this puts Washington in a precarious position, and there's always been caution. The general consensus coming out of Washington, this is just the general consensus, is that this is just part of the manipulation that Kim has learned so effectively from his father and his grandfather about how to try to get the upper hand. Because right now, what is Washington, what is Trump giving up for these, quote, concessions? And the answer is, it's quite universally nothing. If the reports we've been getting are accurate, they have no reason to believe that they're not accurate. It seems to be reinforced by the conversations with Sung Young Moon of South Korea and the fact that that Kim Jong-un, I think, is being squeezed so hard by internal sanctions that he may go through this, and this is just another last-second bluff maybe to embarrass Trump after all the great talk about how we're making strides with North Korea to not go through with it, but a bluff nevertheless. Now, who knows? You can't get into his mind. His back is up against the wall. He does not have the overwhelming support of China that he had before. He's committed himself to these talks with South Korea. And all of a sudden, he's objecting to military exercises that are going on in the area by South Korea and the United States, which have been going on continuously, and that he actually verbally accepted as part of the protocol, and not Xing it out of the equation in terms of these negotiations. So we will wait and see. Is it tense? Yeah, it's tense. Is Trump going to look like a fool if this falls through? No. Been very, very cautious from the beginning, and I love his statement that if he's sitting in that meeting and he's thinking that Kim is going to pull the wool over his eyes, he'll just get up and walk out, and Trump will do it. So if Trump can't do this, nobody can, but there's already been some major steps. Now, I find what's interesting about this is that there hasn't been any attempt to plan to stop the nuclear reactor site that he was going to disarm. And that is apparently still going on. So, you know what they used to say on radio? Stay tuned. And I would certainly stay tuned and see what happens. And there seems to be a lot of confidence in the White House. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. And if it doesn't happen, I will tell you this. Oh, the Democrats, the far left, the progressives in this country, they will be so absolutely thrilled to say how Trump was duped. And it's, again, another absolute 100% twist of the reality of this. He hasn't been duped. He's not going to be duped. You can't out-true Donald Trump. And Kim Jong-un, without question, is very, very shrewd. But it's not going to happen in this case. Mark my words. I can't sit here and tell you that it's going to go through these talks. There hasn't been anything to indicate some kind of a formal cancellation. It's very, very important. But the United States isn't going to be dragged into a corner. And Kim Jong-un said through his sources that he's not going to be driven into a corner forcing his unilateral nuclear abandonment, and he's threatening to cancel the summit. So the risk is there. But look at it this way, as I look at many business situations, if it was never going to happen from the beginning, it was never going to happen. How many times a business deal, quote, lose a deal? You really haven't lost a deal. It was a lot of manipulation and contriving and deception, and you never had the deal to begin with. And that's what this is. I just equate this to so many business decisions or business negotiations that I've been involved with through the years, where the deal was made and at the last minute was backed out after I made no changes in the tenets of the agreement. That's sometimes what's difficult to deal with, because you say to yourself, what did I do wrong? What should have I done? What didn't I do? And in many, many, many of these cases, there's nothing that was done wrong. It was simply, it was in the plan to beginning for a setup, for a strategic position in gaining strength in a negotiation, which is everybody's goal in negotiating. How do you deal from strength and not from weakness? And if Kim Jong-un thinks that Trump is dealing from weakness, he's really got another thought coming to him. I think we can all certainly certify that will not happen. So we'll see what happens. Maybe on tomorrow's show it'll be different, and then maybe again it'll be different on Friday's show. That's what life is. This is Taylor. We'll be back.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Play order now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
That's 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Sue Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. And I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Sue Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all
right, we return with an outstanding guest. I'll ask you in advance for those dial changes. Don't turn the dial on this one, or you'll miss something incredibly interesting and informative. Mark A. Simrod is joining us. He is the leader of the Baker Hostetler LLP's International Arbitration and Litigation Practice. He's the author of more than 30 publications and a frequent speaker on topics from his illustrious career, which includes many defense trials, but I'm not going to start listing them or enumerating them because we don't have the time. He was a special litigation counsel in the Civil Division of the Justice Department. I'm talking about a fabulously interesting book that I'm surprised hasn't been written earlier, but with the similarity of so many scandals going on today, this is probably a great time for it. The name of the book is Squeezing Silver, Peru's Trial Against Nelson Bunker Hunt. You remember the Hunt brothers? And Mark Simrod, it's spelled C-Y-M-R-O-T, is joining us. And Mark, welcome and congratulations. This is truly a fascinating story. Maybe you can just address the issue just quickly here. Why did you wait this long to write it?
Well, Stu, I have a full career of trials, and there's not a lot of time for writing. And so it took me a while to sit down and do it, and it took me a while to do it once I sat down. But that's basically it. I was trying other cases over the last 30 years.
Yeah, you're the lead lawyer of a group of younger lawyers representing Minpeco, and I'll ask you to talk about that, against some of the most respected trial lawyers at all time. Tell us about this trial for those who haven't heard stories about the manipulation of the metals market. This is really quite a story. What were the events that brought this trial about, and give us an overall viewpoint of the essence of it?
All right. So the underlying events were 1979, 1980. Nelson Bunker Hunt and his brothers, so Texas oil billionaires, went into a deal with Saudi royalty. It was the brother-in-law of the then crown prince, later King Abdullah, and a number of other people, to create a OPEC-style manipulation of silver. So they wanted to monopolize silver, and they drove silver prices from 6 up to 51. Then they couldn't sustain it when the regulators stepped in, and it crashed and created the first too-big-to-fail bailout that Paul Volcker engineered of the Hunt, so that Merrill Lynch and Bache and some banks wouldn't fail. Minpeco was Peru's minerals agent at the time, had the monopoly on selling silver from Peru, They were convinced by Merrill Lynch also again and E.F. Hutton to hedge their position, which meant they had to pay nightly margin calls when the price started shooting up, and they lost $80 million in 10 days. The National Bank literally ran out of money to pay the margin, so they had to close their positions at a loss.
This certainly sounds like a really high-end clandestine case here, where a book is certainly apropos, but I think this would be one for a movie. As Hunt teamed up with some high-level people in terms of Saudi sheiks, et cetera, and manipulated these deals in different places. I mean, this seems like a story made for a movie. How were you able to track the process and bring up a case against them? I mean, this had to be really intensive.
Well, it was. What we decided to do was that we would track Bunker's movements for a 6 to 8 month period, and then compare it to the trading and compare the trading of the people he met with. So we took credit card receipts, tax receipts. We subpoenaed hotel records. We had telephone records. And we just tracked them. And what it showed was at key times, Bunker met with a Brazilian billionaire, Naji Nahas, who was tied into the Middle East. And then they and Fustak and King Abdullah also would buy silver futures. And then in September of 1979 and December of 1979, they took delivery of bullion through the futures market where prices are determined. And that was a very unusual move, and it drove the price through the ceiling. So it was basically just basic detective work, following the trail of the credit card receipts.
The significance of this is really great, and I'd like to ask a kind of a two-part question here. I mean, I think wasn't this the creation of the now accepted term "too big to fail" when we saw what certainly happened in 2000, again in the way in 2008, and how our economy has suffered these manipulations. Look at George Soros. This was really, in a sense, the first one. What are the implications here in terms of what people can learn from your book? And what do you see, just very briefly, in terms of more of this going on? I mean, I just don't see how you can stop corruption.
Well, you probably can't stop corruption, but you can anticipate what could happen. So, for instance, in 1980, Paul Volcker saw that if Merrill Lynch and Bache failed, that there would be a chain reaction that would cause a number of banks to fail. In 2008, the same thing happened, and the government at the time decided not to bail out Lehman Brothers, and we had a great recession that went on for, you know, as long, maybe until today, although the economy is doing pretty well right now. So I had Simon Johnson, who was chief economist to the IMF, take a look, and his question after reading it was, well, can it happen today? I mean, these are lessons that we need to learn about regulation. And
I wanted to jump right in. I'm glad you said that. I was just about to ask you with a minute or so to go here. What about regulatory failures? And how do you create the balance between too much regulation and too little? I like Trump. Get rid of two, create one. And now it's get rid of more than two. And I think it's just loosened up the whole industry. But how far do you go?
Well, you know, I'm a trial lawyer, not an economist or a politician. You got to have the story from the past to figure out the future. And if you don't learn the lessons of the past, you're going to repeat them. So I think that's a question for somebody else. But there clearly were regulatory failures in 79 and 80. The people who were supposed to be regulating were doing deals with the Hunts. And they held their hand when they should have acted. And there were many people. Minpeco was one victim, but there were many other victims at the time.
All right. Mark Simrock. Boy, I knew this would go fast. It's so interesting. Squeezing Silver, published by 12 Tables Press. Squeezing Silver, Peru's trial against Nelson Bunker Hunt. Please come back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor. Love being on his show.
It's my pleasure, as we do the third Wednesday of every month. And if you've been listening to these shows constantly now, I don't know how long they've been going on, a year and a half or so. And I will tell you that there's a vast amount of information that you can learn from listening. I want to give you our guest is Gary Silverman. He's the managing partner and chief investment officer of Blue Prairie Group. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com. Their main office is in Chicago, but all the information is on there. They'll tell you how to invest. And, you know, the one thing I really respect about this company is they stick to their specialization, and if they need to bring in tax consultants or other people, they defer to them and don't play the game that they know everything. And I have very, very high respect for that. And I welcome Gary, as we're going to talk about a subject I think very few of us have extensive knowledge about, and that's international investing. He's here to join us. Gary, good morning. It's so nice to have you with us again.
Good morning, Stu. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, there have been various times, you know, and I've done some international investing, but there's this feeling that you're kind of insecure. You're stepping out of your dimension, out of your world into an area you don't know. And then you look at foreign investment with all our companies in this country, and it's probably nowhere near intimidating if you do it the right way as it is investing in the American markets. Your thoughts on that, and whom is international investing for?
Sure. International investing, we think, is for virtually everyone. And our reasons are, you know, several fold. You can think about it strategically. The U.S. The U.S. is 24% of global GDP. So by focusing on just the U.S., you're leaving off 76% of the world economy. And that just seems like too much opportunity to leave on the table, right? So it's really about the opportunity set that you have available to you. From a market cap perspective, the U.S. financial market, stock and bond market, represent 38% of the world. So it's 62% you'd be leaving out of your consideration set. So, you know, for both of those reasons, it's really important to think about what opportunities exist internationally. And whether you believe in active investing, stock picking, or a mutual fund that is actively managed, you know, there are a lot of great companies overseas that should be considered. If you're a passive investor, you believe in indexing and that type of thing, well, from a diversification perspective, you know, the correlation of global markets is, I don't want to get too technical here, but it's about 0.48, which is to say they're not highly correlated, so you get a lot of diversification benefits. You get to reduce risk by investing internationally, even though those markets might seem scary and intimidating. So those are the main reasons why you really need to think about it.
That kind of answers the question. Why invest internationally? It's a reduction of risk. Not always, of course, but that's one of the advantages, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we think from both perspectives, there's return opportunity that you have, and that's both strategically as well as tactically. There are times when it's more attractive than other times. But you have all that opportunity, and very, very importantly, as you rightfully said, Sue, there's risk reduction capability by diversifying the portfolio. You reduce risk over time, not any in any given month or day or week or anything like that. But over the course of a year or 2 years or 3 years, you actually reduce the volatility of the portfolio by diversifying internationally without giving up much, if anything, on the upside.
Certainly not an expert on this. I know I wouldn't invest in Russia. Where are the key places? Is it now Europe? And I'll talk about that in a minute. Or is it Asia? And does this vary?
Yeah, it absolutely varies. There's if you look at valuation, so where are the opportunities? With the forward PE, the valuation of the U.S. S&P 500, as an example, is 16.4. It doesn't matter about that number in particular, but just as a reference point, the higher that number, the more expensive the market. Well, Europe has a PE, price-earnings ratio, of 13.8. The emerging markets, 1.8. Now think about that. 16.4 versus 1.8. So emerging markets are offering right now a very attractive opportunity. So that would be emerging Asia, a lot of that. Latin America would be included in there, a lot of Latin American economies. They're basically on sale right now. Now, it doesn't mean they're not without risk. They are certainly more risky than the U.S. stock individually. But to have some of that in the portfolio makes great sense. Let me give you a real quick analogy. It's like salt, right? You want to put salt in the soup, and it makes the soup better. You don't need a lot of salt. You don't want to eat a spoonful of salt, right? So you don't want your whole portfolio in emerging markets just because they're priced well. But you do want some of it in the portfolio as the salt in the soup.
What percent?
Really helps. Excuse me?
What percent would you say the average person should allocate his portfolio?
Well, great question. So it really depends where you are. If you are younger and you don't need your money for a long time and you have you can tolerate a little bit more risk in the portfolio, we think 50% of your equity allocation should probably be international.
Wow. And, I never expected that for an answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Well, you think about it. Again, the international markets taken collectively are more than half of the U.S. Of the global economy, more than half of global market capitalization, if you will. So it makes sense that you'd have a significant amount. Now, that number does shock a lot of people in the retail marketplace. You talk to an endowment, and that doesn't surprise them at all. But as you get older, and as you have to start thinking about drawing down your portfolio, you're going to be spending dollars in the U.S., assuming you're a U.S. investor. And so at that point, you probably want to have less exposure internationally because of some currency risks and things like that. So the right number will vary. And in terms of emerging markets, we would say that about 20% of your international exposure, 10 to 20% of your international exposure should probably be in emerging markets.
So when you look at international investment, how many categories does it fall in? I mean, I'm thinking commercial loans for one. I'll have you fill in the others. What are the areas, the principal categories?
You can look at it very much the way you look at your domestic investing, your regular U.S. investing. There are people who will look at different industry sectors. There are people who will look at different types of debt or that type of thing. And however you're looking at your portfolio, it could be by industry sector, it could be by capitalization, large versus small cap, could be growth versus value. However you're looking at it, those same elements apply internationally. Here's one interesting thing. You know, if we in the U.S. have about 70% of our equity exposure in the U.S., even though, as I said before, it's only 38% of the world financial market. So we are way over allocated. That same number, or just about plus or minus, exists in virtually every country in the world. So if you're in the UK, which is 6% of global market capitalization, you still have about 70% of your portfolio in UK equity. There's a domestic home bias that shouldn't be there. and the way you should look at your portfolio, however you're looking at it, expand that view to the entire world.
Do you have any key investment advice, just as a general barometer here, what people are thinking about, what particular industries, what should they invest in?
If we keep that question focused on international markets, it's interesting. Certain industries like tech and energy, when you look at the U.S. companies that you're invested in, about 60% overall for those industries of their revenue comes from overseas. So you're getting a lot of international exposure. So if you're thinking about where you should invest internationally, if you already have significant tech and energy exposure in the U.S., you might not need as much of that internationally. But if you are heavily invested in real estate, either directly or through REITs in the U.S., well, 0% of that is going to be international. So you'd want to look at global real estate.
Let's pick that up. You want to talk about global real estate or continue this topic when we come back or move on?
Absolutely. All right. No, we can finish this up when we come back.
All right. This is Stu Taylor. Gary Silverman, will you join us?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is John Dickerson of Face the Nation, author of Whistle Stop. I just had a great conversation with Stu Taylor. I really enjoyed it.
All right, Stu Taylor back, and my apologies in terms of booking Geraldo Rivera. We should get a day for him soon. He's got all these commitments. You know, Geraldo's he's an interesting personality, to say the least, and we will get him on. I was assured yesterday by the publicist, so just hang in there. Returning is Gary M. Silverman, managing partner, chief investment officer of the highly recognized Blue Prairie Group in Chicago. If you go to blueprairiegroup.com, you can read all about it. I suggest you do. First of all, let me just say, when I make these suggestions, what will it cost you to go to the website? Because you know me now for so long, having listened to me, and just go up and go through the site and see what they do. You don't have to commit to anything. Just look at it. It's nice to know who you're getting advice from. And on that note, Gary, we're getting it from Gary Silverman. You never got to complete the topic about investing in global markets, and I think we left it off or in the process of completing it on real estate.
Right. You were asking where people should invest, like how they should look at it, what areas. And I was suggesting that if you have a U.S. diversified portfolio, you're going to be out of whack with the rest of the world in terms of sector allocation. And so global real estate would be one obvious area, because real estate is, by definition, domestic. When you invest in a piece of property, that's it. It's here. It's wherever it is. So global real estate would be one area to look at. Global infrastructure is an area that we're very bullish on right now. The real estate investment that's talked about here in the U.S., that same conversation is happening all over the world in emerging markets and developed markets, and they're actually ahead of the curve relative to where we are. So global real estate would be another, global infrastructure would be another sector to really think about. The other thing I would say is, when you think about where companies get their revenue from, which is often a counter-argument to international investing, most of those revenues are within large companies. If you think about small and mid-cap companies, that would be another area where internationally you'd probably want to look at investing in small and mid-cap international companies, both developed markets and emerging markets, because you're going to get exposure there to companies that aren't doing business in the U.S., and in market segments where U.S. companies aren't doing business. So it really is a great, unique opportunity without a lot of overlap with your U.S. portfolio.
Gary, you know, there are some people listening that never invested internationally. There's a natural innate fear. I mean, I've had it too. Boy, I don't know anything about international markets. But the question they may have is, don't you get enough international exposure from investing in companies like Coca-Cola or Boeing?
Well, so you might. But again, that goes back to what I was saying before about certain industry segments, consumer products as an example. For the S&P 500 in the consumer goods area, you get about 30 to 35% of their revenue from overseas. Is that enough? Maybe, maybe not. But when you look at Coca-Cola, for it to use your example as a stock, it's more highly correlated to the U.S. stock market. When you see the S&P 500 drop 5% or skyrocket in a certain day or a week, Coca-Cola is usually coming along for the ride, you know, not tick for tick, but pretty close. It's more highly correlated to the U.S. market than it is to the global consumer staples marketplace, the consumer goods marketplace. So the correlations are higher. Therefore, having a company like Unilever or something like that to counterbalance that, you'll be zigging and zagging at different times, even though as an industry you're probably going to end up with the same overall expected return. So lower risk with similar returns. And who wouldn't want to do that?
When you talk about reasons for investing, you talked about valuation, and there are valuation gaps between the United States and European firms. We look at the tide in Europe, and I think also maybe the value of the dollar. Could you talk just briefly about the value of the dollar, and then perhaps if there's anything to say, the current tide in Europe?
Yeah, so the currency issue is absolutely a major concern as when you're investing internationally. As the U.S. dollar gets stronger relative to the euro or the yen or something like that, you weaken your returns, because if you're investing overseas and the company earns 100 euros, but now all of a sudden 100 euros don't buy as much U.S. dollars, when you translate that back to your U.S. your U.S. investment, it isn't as strong. On the flip side, when the U.S. dollar is falling, is devaluing relative to those currencies, you get an extra bump up in your portfolio, so in your return. So that's really good. Over the long term, because of something called purchasing power parity, something the economists talk about, over the long term, that sort of will work itself out to really kind of be neutral. Also, if you're investing in a global basket of investments, you have a global basket of currencies, some will be doing relatively better against the dollar, some will be doing relatively worse, and then over time you really don't have as much dollar risk. If you are still concerned about it, because you're concerned about it over a shorter period of time, you're looking at it every 6 months or 3 months or whatever, where you're not allowing time to weaken the effect of dollar movement, well, then you can always buy a currency hedge offering, and there are a lot of them out there in the mutual fund world, both active and passive approaches that hedge the currency risk, so then you don't have to worry about the currency at all.
All right. Almost perfect timing, except you left yourself just about 20 seconds. Just about 20 seconds. Now 15, because I keep talking, to have a concluding remark.
Yeah. So, yeah, the closing remark would be definitely think about international investing. You also have different tax regimes there, and with the recent tax changes here in the U.S. and the movement to a multinational tax regime, which will affect large companies, the effect is very uncertain. Might be a really good time to think about international investing.
All right. On that note, perfectly timed. You should have your own radio show. I don't know what you're thinking about it or not. Having joined us, Gary Silverman from the Blue Prairie Group. And And boy, this album's been plugged in it. And we look forward to having you here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.